Rose Johnny by Barbara Kingsolver. I was allowed to spend half an hour or more with Rose Johnny nearly every day after school, so long as I did not neglect my chores at home. Sometimes on days that were rainy or cold, Aunt Minnie would pick me up, but I preferred to walk by myself without Mary Etta to hurry me up. As far as I know, my parents believed I was helping Mr. Wall because of Rose Johnny's illness. They had no opportunity to learn otherwise, though I worried that some day Aunt Minnie would come inside the store to fetch me instead of just honking, or that Daddy would have to go to Wall's for something and see for himself that Rose Johnny was fit and well. Come springtime, he would be needing to buy tobacco seed. It was soon after Christmas when I became consumed with a desire to confess. I felt the lies down inside me like cold, dirty potatoes in a root cellar beginning to sprout and crowd. At night, I told Miss Regina of my dishonesty and the things that were likely to happen to me because of it. In so doing, there were several times I nearly confessed by accident to Mary Etta. "Who's going to wring your neck?" she wanted to know, coming into the room one night when I thought she was downstairs washing the supper dishes. "Nobody," I said, clutching Miss Regina to my pillow. I pretended to be asleep. I could hear Mary Etta starting to brush her hair. Every night before she went to bed, she sat with her dress hiked up and her head hung over between her knees, brushing her hair all the way down to the floor. This improved the circulation to the hair, she told me, and would prevent it turning. Mary Etta was already beginning to get white hairs. "Is it because Mama let you watch Daddy kill the cockerels? Did it scare you to see them jump around like that with their necks broke?" "I'm not scared," I murmured, but I wanted so badly to tell the truth that I started to cry. I knew for certain that something bad was going to happen. I believe I also knew it would happen to my sister instead of me. "Nobody's going to hurt you," Mary Etta said. She smoothed my bangs and laid my pigtails down flat on top of the quilt. "Give me Miss Regina and let me put her up for you now so you won't get her hair all messed up." I let her have the doll. "I'm not scared about the cockerels, Mary Etta, I promise." With my finger under the covers, I traced a cross over my heart.